we are back. So Satan will devour us with disease and sicknesses if we allow him to do so. Our great advantage is that God sent his son to destroy the works of the devil. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned it from the beginning. For the purpose, the Son of God was manifested so that he might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. So you see, when Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our salvation from sin, he also bore the stripes on his body for our healing from sickness. Jesus was beaten by the Roman, and those lashes that are literally torn to pieces on the flesh from his back. Those stripes by which Isaiah and Peter says we were healed. So who his own self bear our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's 1 Peter 2:24. So you see, we can't serve the Lord the way we want us to if we were sick in our bodies. So God wants us whole, spirit, soul, and body. He desires this wholeness to continue to spread not only to us, but to our family and to the whole body of Christ. And those that are walking in the physical wholeness right now, they should not point their fingers at those members who are still yet sick, but rather uphold them so that they can also come into the wholeness. Those that are still sick should not feel condemned if they are seeking God for healing. So you see, our answer don't always come instantly. So we are not to be discouraged and walk as defeated Christians. We are to rise above our problems, knowing that as we continue to follow Jesus, the problems will be corrected. We must not allow the enemy to talk us out of our position in Christ. See, he will attempt to discourage us by telling us that we will never get healed nor become an overcomer. One of Satan's favorite tricks when people are believing God for healing is to point out someone who was not believing for healing, but instead of being healed, they got worse, or maybe they died. Then the devil tries to convince us that we were better Christians than we are. So therefore, how can we expect God to heal us? We should never base the answers to our prayer request on what other people's received or did not receive. You understand? Man's experience should be judged in the light of God's word, not God's word in the light of man's experience. You see, we sometimes twist it, and it gets twisted around when the devil began to try to fool us. When we see failures in others, we must remember that does not mean we must fail. We may not understand why others are not healed, but only God sees and knows the heart of man. So we must leave those questions regarding others to him. We must trust his word and allow the Lord to show us the way. We should always keep our eyes on Jesus and not on men. Men will fail us, but Jesus will never fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we desire healing, we must remember to seek Jesus for who he is and not just for what he can do for us. We need to see Jesus as our healer, not the healer. Jesus' healing is the bread for God's children, and we shall receive that bread as we follow him. Jesus replies to the Gentile woman seeking him for healing of her daughter. Remember this? In Matthew 15:26-28, it's not meet to take children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So remember that. as we walk into the promises of Jesus, as we go into 2020, knowing that healing belongs to the children of God, and we can ask for healing, and we believe it until it manifests. We watch for it, and we hold fast to the truth of God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.